Okay, today's daf is Peah Daf Samach Hey. Samach Hey, and we are on the top of Samach Hey Amar Aleph, the Shiurim are sponsored anonymously in honor of their parents, and with immense gratitude to the OU for all of their work in aspects of in all aspects of Jewish life. So we are in Perek Kol Zayis. We have a couple of dafim here left in the seventh Perek Peah, and we're discussing deeply the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in our Mishnah about the status of Ravai. We'll have to get back to this later in the Seder, right? Seder Zerah, and we have a whole Masechta Meiser Sheni. We'll have to see how Ravai plays into that Masechta, a prominent role, because we assume, like Beis Hillel, usually a Beis Hillel, says that Ravai has Kedusha, and you have to bring a Kedusha Lion, and you have to be poded with a Chomesh, and there is no Peret at Ololos, because it's Mamun Gavoa. It is not considered chulin, and it has special status. But much of what we've discussed over the past couple of days has been Shitas Beis Shammai. Right? We had two different views of Shitas Beis Shammai from our Mishnah. Is Beis Shammai in our Mishnah learning Ravai from Meiser Sheni of Shvita, or is it learning it from Meiser Sheni in general? Right, that was the machlokas between Rebbe. Rebbe Shita was on Samach Gimel Amid Beis, and Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel, who was on Samach Dalet Amid Aleph. The question is about these Gzeirah Shavas. Where do you learn it from? And how much does Bikurim play a role? Because Bikurim also plays a role in terms of the source of the Kedusha. But remember, the spending so much time on Shitas Beis Shammai, we know, is not Bittul Torah, Midaraisa. Right? We don't pass like Beis Shammai, but that's only in terms of the Chovas Hagavra of we say that Beis Shammai Shita is not something that we hold of. And it's even rejected totally. And we say Beis Shammai Makam Beis Hillel Eina Mishnah, as the we discussed in the past. Why is Beis Shammai Shita rejected more than any other Shita? Mesulas Yesharim, because we don't want the Torah to become two Toros, and there's a danger if we allow a whole group. If we don't reject it, then you can't even rely on it. B'shas HaTchak. But as Rav Soloveitchik called it, it is a chefsa shel Torah. It is a chefsa shel Torah in terms of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and in terms of being part of the larger mosaic of Kol HaTorah Kula. Right? The other mashal given, he says, if you learn, Maseches Brachas and Maseches Megillah, which are mostly about mitzvahs derabanan, right? Kriyas HaTorah and Brachas and many other topics. So what is it? Talmud Torah, Bittul Torah Daraisa, and it's only Talmud Torah midrabanan. No, mitzvahs derabanan, the chovas gavra is derabanan, but the chefsa shel Torah is daraisa, meaning the it's part of the corpus of Torah midaraisa. Even though the chovas gavra is only derabanan, so that's didn't derabanan, and that's Beis Shammai and other shitos like that. That of course it is Talmud Torah daraisa. We just don't paskin that way, but the Gemara spends much of its time on shitos that we don't paskin like, and that's what we've done over the past couple of days discussing shitas Beis Shammai in the Mishnah. So we continue though now on the top of Samach Hey Amid Aleph. Says the Gemara Chefa. Chefa, Rav Chaim Gadievsky says, Shem Chacham is the name of a rabbi. Chefa Shaal, Ha Rabbi Yehuda Amar, that which we saw over the past couple of days, we saw Rabbi Yehuda say, Amar Lolamdu Neta Ravai Ella Mimaiser Sheni. And we're not being mechalic now between Neta Ravai and Karam Ravai. Also on the topic, is it all by all fourth year fruit, or it's just by Karam? The Gemara here uses it interchangeably or so. So Neta Ravai is learned that from Maiser Sheni, Kabada Tamar and Maiser Sheni Besurya Vitachvasei Neta Ravai Besurya, as we saw yesterday, the extension to the Mishnah in Trumos, that says Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Meiser Sheni follows Ravai. And just like there's no Ravai in Surya, right, in one of the lands that was added on, so too there's no, just like there's no Meiser Sheni in Surya, so too there's no Ravai in Surya. So the Gemara is about to ask a question. Assuming, like we just said, that Gzeirah Shavas you use in broad strokes, and when you make a Gzeirah Shavah, you compare it totally, like we have been talking about the past couple of days. If you compare Ravai to Meiser Sheni, then you're going to say it doesn't apply in Surya, and there's no Biur, and there's no Chomesh Vecholu. So then what about the following? Vidichvase, similarly, Lo lamdu trumas toda elami trumas meiser. We compare trumas toda. What's trumas toda? Carbon toda we know is brought with 40 loaves. 40 loaves, 30 matzah and 10 chametz. But there are four types. Out of the 30, there's 10, 10, 10. There's four types of loaves that are brought with the Karban Todah. One of each four, four out of 40 go to the Kohen. That's called Trumas Todah. The Truma, what I take off of my loaves and give to the Kohen. So the Trumas Todah, are part of the Lachme Todah, right? So that is compared to Trumas Meiser. It's compared to Trumas Meiser, which is what the Levi gives to the Kohen from his Meiser Rishon, right? We know we give Truma to the Kohen, we give Meiser Rishon to the Levi. The Levi, from his Truma's Meiser, gives Truma's Meiser to the Kohen. So the Gemara elsewhere, Maharaf Folda quotes it from Menachas Daf Ayin Zayin. The Gemara elsewhere quotes the comparison between Truma's Meiser and Truma's Lachme Toda. For a specific halacha, which we'll get to soon, what halacha that is, the Gemara compares it. So the Gemara here asks, so why don't you compare it all the way? If you say that Gzeir Shavas are meant to be in broad strokes, and there's what we might say, Ein Gzeir Shavas Lemechsa, you don't only learn part, just like we've been talking about comparing Kerem Revai and Meiser Sheni all the way, and that's what we said, so it shouldn't be have Kedusha at all in Shemitah, and it shouldn't, all the questions that we've had, and some of them were answered, and some of them were not answered, right? Mechubar was not answered twice on yesterday's daf. So if you're going to compare it and make that comparison, so say the following: Kemad de Tamar, just like we say, Ein Trumas Meiser by Midbar. Trumas Meiser did not exist in the Midbar, right? Because the mitzvahs atulias ba'aretz did not exist in the Midbar yet. Trumas and Meisers, that's only once you come into Eretz Yisrael and Challah. So just like there was no Trumas Meiser in the Midbar, v'dechvasei lo tei Trumas Toda in Midbar. So you should say that there was no Trumas Toda in the Midbar. There was no truma of giving those loaves from the Karban Todah to the Midbar. And the Rosh Tzir Elio says, and that can't be, because we know every Karban existed in the Midbar. Look on the Rosh Tzir Elio. De gamrinan mimenu, trumas Hashem mimenu, trumas Hashem l'chol mili, v'aleka l'meimar delo ikrivu trumas Todah by Midbar. You can't say that it wasn't offered. Deleka Karban. There is no Karban. De kasher b'migdash, shelo haya kasher b'imei Moshe. There is no Karban that they didn't bring then. Remember, in Parshas Naso, they brought every type of carbon. Every type of carbon. They brought a chatas, and an ola, and a shlamim, and a mincha, and ktores. I think the Ramban there says, where's the asham? Where's the asham? It's not there. So the Ramban says, chatas and asham go together, which is a great line. It's not for now. But what does asham have to do with chatas? Two different kabbalas, they're both ba'al chait. But there's an affinity between Asham, which are brought for specific Averos, and Chatas, which are brought for all Averos. Sheish behem kareis b'mezid, they bring a Chatas b'shogeg. But every carbon was brought in the Midbar. So if we're saying that Trumas Meiser and Trumas Lachme Todah are learned one from the other, so if Trumas Meiser didn't exist in the Midbar, so Trumas Lachme Todah shouldn't exist in the Midbar. And we know it was. So the Gemara answers, we'll get back to that question, but the Gemara answers, now that Gzeir Shavah we understand is only for a specific halacha. What it's explicated in that Gemara Menachas. Amar of Yosi, lo lamdu mimena elo l'shi'urin. We only have that comparison to shi'urin for the amount. We know Trumas Meiser is 10%. Right, it's 10% because that's Truma of Trumas Meiser. It's this Meiser. There's Meiser Rishon given, and then you take Meiser of that. That's what it's called, Meiser min ha-Meiser. So for that ratio, that's all we learn from Meiser Rishon and Trumas Meiser to Trumas Lachme Todah. See the Mara Folda. So first he quotes the Gemara Meseches Menachos, right? Heim Lachme Todah shenotel echad me asara Truma Lashem. You take one-tenth. Take one-tenth Truma Lashem, the 40 loaves, and you give four, and he quotes that comparison. Mahasav echad be'asara, hachadami echad be'asara, min hakol, and Trumas Meiser ain't about midbar. Dolonis chayv ha'maisvah, zachev shekiv shev shev shechilku. Right, we know that the mitzvah tulis ba'aretz did not kick in until the 14 years after they went into Eretz Yisrael. The 7 years of conquering, and the 7 years of splitting up the land, as is described in Sefer Yoshua. So why don't we say there's no Trumas Lachme Todah? So the answer is no. That Gzeir Shavah is understood to be limited just for Shi'urin, regarding one-tenth. Aval hein atzman begufan ksivi. But the Mara Folda says, but they themselves, you don't need to teach one from the other. Really, you know it independently. You don't need the Gzeir Shavah to teach me the whole din. Karban Todah itself, as we know, is a unique type of shlamim. new type of shlamim. Right, there are many types of kachi kachim. Kachi kachim, we have chatas, we have ola, we have mincha. Right, different types of karbanas. But kachi kalim, there's really, the way the Rambam formulates it, there's really one type of karban, shlamim. There are different types of shlamims. There's bechor, there's meiser, there's karban pesach, there's toda. But they're all types of shlamims. They all have a couple of differences in details, how long you have to eat it and who gets to eat it, v'chulu. But they're all kachi kalim, which can be eaten generally by everybody. By everybody, different parts of the animal are eaten by different people. But the nitziv, in the Hemek Davar, nitziv has a comment that some quote, and that is, it's fascinating and even maybe ironic that the carbon toda has so much to eat and so little time to eat it. Most carbon shlamims, you have 2 days and the night in between to eat it. If I bring a carbon shlamim on a Tuesday, I could eat it Tuesday and Tuesday night and Wednesday. That's generally what it is. By a shlamim. But by a carbon toda, I can only eat it that day and that night. That's it. And so it's limited in eating time. And yet, as we just described, it's bring 40 loaves. You have to bring 40 loaves, the lachme toda. 4 of them are given to the kohen, and then 36 you have to eat yourself. How you can eat 36 loaves? And they're not small loaves. So how are you supposed to eat it? You have so much to eat and so little time to eat it. Says the Netziv, so what does that mean? Voha inyan, says the Netziv in Parsha Sav. The tachlis toda sheba al neis, the carbon toda, which comes to thank Hashem for a miracle, is about toda, but toda in halacha and in yadus is not just about keeping it to yourself. It's about publicizing and sharing the news with others. Hu kedei lesaper chaste Hashem shegamal olav, to tell over the chaste Hashem what Hashem did to me. Right, and therefore, umitam ze riba hakasuv balechem. That's why there's so much to eat and so little time to eat it. So that you have to have a big meal and invite all your friends. How else are you going to finish the food? You have to invite everybody. And they'll say, why are you making this party? And you'll talk to them about, you know, what Hashem did to you. And you'll spread the news. You give some to the Kohanim. Okay, that's what he says in the Hemek Davar. If you look on the bottom in the Harachev Davar, where he expands, he says, and really this is a double kiyum. It's a double kiyum based on Sukkim and Hallel. Right? The Pasuk says in Hallel, Lecha ezvach zevach toda uvishem Hashem ekra. What's the double lashon? I will call out ezvach zevach toda, to you I will give the karban, uvishem Hashem ekra. And then another double lashon, nedarai l'Hashem ha-shalem, negdano l'chalamo. And then, b'chatzos beis Hashem, b'zochech Yerushalayim, says the Netziv, beautiful, that there's two things going on here in David HaMelech's Psukim. And it's, all three Psukim in a row are talking about the two elements. The personal chi of Hodah that I have to give to Hashem, and the secondary, spreading, telling everyone else about what happened. That's part of the chi of Hodah. As one of the makoras for making a Suda Soda. Elatre Mili Kamar says the Netziv. Lecha ezvach zevach toda. That's the karban. Uveshem Hashem ekra. That's the kol toda l'Hashem tzvakos al hanes. And then, nedarai l'Hashem ha-shalem. That's the karban. Negdana l'cha l'amo. That's sharing it with everybody. Teberov am sheyochlu imo as ha-torah, as ha-todi, yisaper oz hashkacha alav l'tova. Right, and then, that's why the second one is Bechatz was Beis Hashem. I bring that to the Beis Hashem, the Karban. B'zochech Yerushalayim, I spread it to all of those in Yerushalayim that are celebrating with me. So the Netziv says that's the Karban Toda. It has both of these elements. One other ha'ara on this sugya, and that is the Gemara talks here about, you know, did they have the lachme toda? Did they did it in the midbar? And the Ras Elio says they had to have done it in the midbar. There's an interesting line. There's a Tosfos in Menachos, right? Some of the Achron in the back point out the Tosfos in Menachos, not Memhei. Tosfos there quotes a Rashi, which we don't have. The Gemara there is commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Menachos in the fourth Perek discusses what happens if you have a karban that's supposed to have animals and bread, and you only have one without the other. So the Gemara says that, you know, according to different, sometimes they're ma'akev, sometimes they're not ma'akev. So there's a machlokas here in the Tanoim, whether we know on Shavuos you have the Shtei Alechem, special carbon that's brought, the carbon Omer is brought on the second day of Pesach, and the Shtei Alechem from the new wheat comes on Shavuos. So you bring that with karbanos. You have the Kivsei Atzeres. The Kivsei Atzeres and the Lechem, you have animals brought with bread. And the Gemara has a machlokas, what's ma'akev what? What's ma'akev, meaning what can you not bring with the other? So the Gemara there has one line that according to one of the Tanaim, well, it has to be that the animals can be brought without the bread because in the Midbar, karvu kvasim below lechem. In the Midbar, they brought the animals without the bread. That's the line in the Mishnah. So where they bring the animals without the bread? So Tosafot quotes Rashi, well, they only had the mun. They only had the mun. So what kind of bread are you supposed to bring if they only had the mun? And Tosafot says, but what do you mean? The Gemara says elsewhere that they got food from other nations. Shahayi imoim lechem hapanim b'midbar v'yim akriv minchasa omer cause de'umos ha'olam ha'yim v'yim l'mini machal. That others, so maybe there's a, maybe the Tosafot says, no, the din is that there was no chiyav yet to bring the bread. Okay, it was only because the Omer and the Shelechem only come from Eretz Yisrael. But it's an interesting discussion whether there was breads, whether there were loaves in the Midbar. Maybe it was just from the Mun, and that wasn't being brought as a karban. The Minchas Chinuch discusses, based on the Tosfos and Chulin, what about, we learn all of the Malachas on Shabbos from the Mishkan. From the Mishkan and the Midbar. They did all these, so we can't do all of these. They plowed? What'd they plow? It was the desert. Right? They sowed? They reaped? What'd they reap? What kind of coats there? What'd they do all of these malachas? So this is a Tosfos in Chulin says, well, maybe the Be'er of Miriam made everything right around where they were. It made it lush and fertile, and they did it the actual malachas. Did the actual malachas. That's a Tosfos in Chulin. The Minchas Chinuch discusses. Maybe you could just say the malachas that they should have had to do had there not been a miracle of their being saved. But it's still learned out from the what should have been done in the Mishkan, even if it wasn't actually done in the Mishkan. If you want to look that up, that's on the first Malacha, in the Mosach Shabbos, the Minchas Chinuch discusses that by Harisha. Hey Chaya Harisha Vizriah, Afar Midbar Eino Matzmiach. It's desert, it's sand, nothing grows there. Look in Tosfos and Chulin and Daf Peches, no, around. Devade Loha Yucharshim Azlo Tzorach Savamanim Kiim Hayim Mucham Biyadam. Pirish Malacha Shahaisa B'Mishkan. Shahayu Nitzrachim B'Mishkan. So Tosfos, the Minchas Chinuch discusses this, but it also relates to what was the Metzias that was in the all those years. Okay, Tani Viter in the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar bar Shimon Omer, Lo Nischayvu Yisrael Benetta Ravai El La'achar Arba Esrei Shana Shevesh Akivshu VeShevesh Achilku. Just finishing up the previous conversation, Ravai was only after 14 years, even though the Chiv of Arla kicked in right away, but Ravai was only after the 14 years. Says this opinion in the Gemara, right? The Frykievsky again. The Afalgav de Arla Niyigamiyan. Right? We mentioned yesterday from the Ramban at the end of Shir that Arla and Ravai sometimes go together. And even though Arla is right away, Benetta Ravai lo nischaibu el achar yudalid ki meiser. As we said, Ravai is compared to Meiser Sheni, and just like Meiser Sheni was only after the 14 years, so too Ravai was only after the 14. Only after the 14 years. So again, you learn Meiser Sheni, broad strokes. You learn Ravai from Meiser Sheni regarding all the halachas. Period. Amar Rav Chisda. Asya de Rav Yossi bar Yehuda. This shita of Rav Yossi bar Yehuda goes, b'shitas Rav Yehuda avoy, is similar to the shita of Rav Yehuda, his father. Right? Kamad Rav Yehuda. Why? Because what did we just say? Rav Yehuda, we quoted earlier and we quoted yesterday, Rav Yehuda is the Mishnah in Trumas. That there's no Ravai in Syria, just like there's no Meiser Sheni in Syria. So you see, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. So his son, Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda, also has the comparison. Kamad Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lo Lamdu Neta Ravai Ella Mi Meiser Sheni. Just like Rabbi Yehuda learns Ravai from Meiser Sheni. And we add in two lines here by the Girsa. Kema de Tamar ein Meiser Sheni v'Surya v'dechvasa ein Neta Ravai v'Surya. Just like we compare it in Surya, that's Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah in Trumos. Ken Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So to his son says, "Lalamdu Neta Ravai ela mi Meiser Sheni ela laachar." Now back in the Gemara, laachar abas reishana v'dechvasa ein Neta Ravai ela laachar abas reishana. So we say that the son holds like the father. Just like the father compares Ravai and Meiser Sheni in Surya, so too the son compares Ravai and Meiser Sheni in after the 14 years only. After they went in, it wasn't right away. So Gemara just comments, I like the comparison, but it should be in the other direction. Amar Rabbi Yosi, v'hi b'shitas b'no Surya l'meida me'arba'as reishana. It shouldn't be that the son learns from the father. The 14 years is learned out from Surya. It should be the opposite. Surya has learned that from the 14 years. Why? Because as Mefarshim explained, within the 14 years is more chamor than Surya. It's more chamor, more things started. Surya doesn't have any kedusha at all, as we said yesterday. Eretz Yisrael has kedusha, it's just within the 14 years there were some halachas that were delayed. So there's more of a reason l'chayev in the 14 years than in Surya. So if you're going to learn a chiddush of something being patur, so then if you learn a patur within the 14 years, then you could say, surely in Surya, then it's going to be patur. The opposite direction is not so smooth. So that's why it's smoother to say in the opposite. It's the father that's following the son, Shita. Just like within the 14 years, it's Eretz Yisrael and you're still patur, so too in Surya, you're going to be patur. That direction works. The other direction wouldn't work, because if you have a patur in Surya, who says you can have a patur within the 14 years? In the 14 years in Eretz Yisrael, it's more chamor. So Gemara says, I like the comparison, but it should be in the opposite direction. Once you know, within the 14 years when they went into Eretz Yisrael, there was no chiyuv of Ravai, so then you can extend that to Surya also as a parallel. So then I'll just read that inside. Amar Rav Yossi, v'hi b'shitas b'no, Surya l'meida me'arbaz v'shana, you should say, the patur of Ravai in Surya is learned out from the patur of the Ravai within the 14 years. Ein arbaz v'shana l'meida me'surya. You don't learn it from the opposite direction. Because the opposite direction wouldn't be such a parallel, because there's a chumrah when it comes to the 14 years, because that's already in Eretz Yisrael, and just because you know the patur in Surya does not mean you would know the patur in the 14 years. But the opposite direction you would know, because there's more of a reason l'chayev within the 14 years. So if you know there's a patur there, so there would be a patur the other way too. If you look at the last couple of skinny lines in the Mara Folda, avalim nomar de aviv azel b'shitas b'no, if you say the father follows the son, so then it works. K'mor ba'abai s'reishana de patar b'no menetaravai. So too, nami nilaf b'surya liftar. That's Asi Shapir. That direction works. Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara, Ksiv, Ubashana Hachamishis Tochlu Espirio, in the fifth year. This is describing Arla and Ravai, and then in the fifth year, it's all yours. In the fifth year, it's all yours, right? The first 3 years is Asar Bahana. And, right, they took him in Kedoshim, I think. Right, the first 3 years is Asar Bahana, that's Arla. Then the fourth year is Ravai. You have to bring that to Yerushalayim and eat it there. And in the fifth year, enjoy. Eat your fruit, and just to continue the pasuk, lo sif lachem tfuaso, to add on to your tfua. Ani Hashem Elokechem. That's the pasuk in Vayikra Yutes Chavhei. So what is that? How is that pasuk understood? In the fifth year, eat your fruit. Lo sif lachem tfuaso. Rabbi Yosi Eglili Omer Harehu kimosif peiros chamishis al peiros revius. That extra phrase of to add on lahosif. We're adding on, we're comparing the fifth year fruit to the fourth year fruit. Lohosif lachem, to add on the fifth year fruit, compare the fifth year fruit to the fourth year is Ravai. So what's the comparison? Ma peiros chamishis labailam, just like the fifth year fruit is for sure, belongs to the owner, it's chulin, you can do whatever you want with it. Af peiros revius labailam. So too peiros revius, the fourth year are labailam. So that is the comparison, meaning mamon hedyot. Mamon hedyot, as we have been talking about the past couple of days, machlokas tanoim, what is the status of Ravai? So this Tana holds that lahosef lachem teaches us that it is mamon hedyot. Mamon hedyot may be similar to what we said within some of the versions of Beis Shammai. There is another girsa on the side, the Ras Silio adds in a Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva Omer lo dibra Torah ela kenegad hayetzer. No, the Torah is talking about kenegad the Yetzahara. Usually a phrase that we only are familiar with from Parshas Kisetze and the Yifas Toar. Lo dibra Torah ela kenegad hayetzer. Shelo yomar Adam hayrei arba shanim mitzdarani bochinam. 4 years I'm going to plant. I'm not going to be able to enjoy it normally. 3 years totally off limits. 1 year in Yerushalayim. Lakach nemar lo hosad lechem tvuaso. So it's more of a Jewish. The Torah says, don't worry, Hashem's going to give you plenty. Hashem's going to reward you. You do what you're supposed to do in the first 4 years, and I'll give you in the next years. Okay. Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yossi, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Asya, the Rabbi Yossi, Aglili, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who we just quoted, Rabbi Yossi Aglili is the one that made this comparison. Fifth year to fourth year, just like fifth year is yours, so to fourth year is yours. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili sounds like Rabbi Yehuda. Right, as we have been talking about. What did Rabbi Yehuda say? right? That it's kamal de Rabbi Yehuda osa oso kinachasav, just like Rabbi Yehuda makes it. What's it? So the Marafolda explains, we only have explicitly Meiser Sheni, but we compare that to Ravai. Just like Rabbi Yehuda holds that Meiser Sheni is Mamon Hadyot, unlike Shitas Rabbi Meir, which we quoted yesterday, the day before, that holds Meiser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa. So just like Rabbi Yehuda holds that Meiser Sheni slash Karim Ravai is not Kadosh, it's not like Hektish. It has certain halachas and unique requirements that it has, but it's not hektish. So just like Rabbi Yehuda says, oh, so can a chasav. For example, you could get married with Meiser Sheni or Karam Ravai, right? That was the nafkamina that the Mefarshim here quote. Just like Rabbi Yehuda says, it's hedyot. Can Rabbi Yosef Lili oh, so can a chasav? So Rabbi Yosef Lili makes it like the person's own nechasim, hedyot, and that's his drasha from the Hosav Lachem Tvuasa. So the Gemara says, one second. Rabbi Yirmiyah boy, kumi Rabbi Zeira. If that's true, kadivri mihu ose osokan achasav. If you say that Meiser Sheni and Ravai are your personal property, meaning it's mamon hedyot, moshi yechayv in Meisers. Are you chayv in Meisers, chumas and Meisers from Ravai and Meiser Sheni? Let's take Ravai. If I have Ravai, fourth year sof. So if that's mine, so do I have to give chumas and Meisers from it? If it's chulin? Pashtus, yes, right, if it's chulin. Amar le, ki da amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Da amar Rabbi Avin, Mishim Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Lo sof davar halacha zu. Not only this halacha. He's talking about a specific halacha, which is not our topic now. Ella, this is a line that's quoted by many. Kol halacha zirofefes bebezdin. If you're, there's ever a halacha that you're not sure. Literally, it's weak in Bezdin. Ve'nati yodea mativa. If Bezdin can't figure it out, or you're not exactly sure what one should do. You're not sure what the halacha should be. Look what everybody's doing. This is a little dangerous sometimes. Can't always look about what people are doing. But there's a concept that comes up in Shas sometimes and in Chazal, and Rishonim and Achronim sometimes use it. You know, look, what's the minhag olam? What's the minhag olam? I'm not talking about if everybody's making a mistake. But if everybody's fulfilling something and they're doing it in a specific way. So go, what are they doing? So that's what it says here. Vinog. So go see what everybody's doing and you could do it. Vanan chami tzibur. And we see everybody. Dilema frishin. We see nobody's taking shumas and maestros from Ravai. So whatever the svara is, Ravai, according to these Tanaim, is maestro, is mamon hedyot. It's not mamon gavoha. It's not like a karpan. But you know what? Nobody's taken off shumas and maestros. So, sometimes the Gemara says elsewhere, a similar lashon, pukhazi mayam adabar. Right? Go see what people are doing. Go see. Sometimes the Gemara says that. Pukhazi mayam adabar. So that is why, we are not mafresh. Look what people are doing. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. You're pulling a fast one on us. Go see what people are doing. Whose shita are we trying to explain here? Beishamai. Within the world of Beishamai, that you're going to compare Karim Ravai and Meiser Sheni and within Beishamai, you can't look at what people are doing. Right? Ilu nomar ke Beishamai. Beisibur ke Beishamai. Right? But we're not, people follow Beis Hillel. You know, that, so you can't look and try to determine what the understanding should be, for trying to figure out which version of Beishamai, through this. So therefore, it's a problem, right? So look at the Mara Folda. Ilu nemar klomar. Isha lina liba de Beishamai, de mechaivi le beperit va'ololos. Beishamai is the one that holds it. It's like real chulin. Remember? Beishamai said in our Mishnah, you have to give perit on ololos from the Karam Ravai. Maoshi echai b'maiser. So according to, within Beishamai, you can ask that question. It's really chulin, and are you chayv and maiser? So if you ask it within Beishamai, could you learn from the Tzibur? You can't learn from the Tzibur, what people are doing. Because we don't pasuk like Beishamai. So Vahachanami, says the Mara Fulta, and explaining the Gemara, here too, according to Rabbi Yehudu, says Mamon Bailim, isn't that within the Shita of Beishamai? Uma anichon lo mamon atzibur. How can you look around? So the Gemara answers, no. Omar Rabbi Avin, klum lamdu netar avai elim maizer sheni. No, even Beis Hillel, you know, has that comparison. Even Beis Hillel, everybody holds there is some type of element comparison between Ravai and Meiser Sheni. So Kamada Tamar, Ein Meiser Sheni Chai B'Meisrus, Dechvasi, Ein Ad Ravai Chai B'Meisrus. So everybody has the comparison. So if you're going to tell me that Meiser Sheni is not Chai B'Meisrus because Meiser Sheni is one of the Meisrus. Doesn't make sense to give Meisrus from Meiser Sheni. If Meiser Sheni is one of the Meisrus, so then, right, the Pnei Moshe says it's Lo Shayach to be Mafrish. So too Ravai is not Chayiv in Meisrus. Okay, so again, this fills out the picture a little bit more about comparing Karam Ravai and Maestras. The concept of Puk Chazim, see what people are doing, again, as I said, that's used in many contexts in Chazal quoted sometimes, but it's used by Rishonim too. Let's give you the, there's a Tosfos in Brachas. Tosfos in Brachas that discusses about the minog of some to say Amen at the end of a series of brachas, right? The Ashkenazim only say it once, the end of benching. Bonei bracham av Yerushalayim, Amen. Right, the end of the brachas daraisa of a benching. But Rav Avadia has a tshuva. What about the end of birchas haftorah? Should Sfaradim say Amen at the end of that that series? And there's this other discussion. Look in Tosfos. Tosfos says Mem hei amibes. Haba boni Yerushalayim haba shar brachas. Right, the Gemara they're talking about. Do you say Amen to your own bracha? So the Gemara says boni bracham of Yerushalayim. You say Amen to your own bracha, but not any others. Says the Tosfos. To bechal bracha, the Eish Mefarshim bechal bracha, bracha gon achar yishtabeh v'chayosav omiyu. Puk chazi my amad debar. Shalom nagol anos amen ela achar boni Yerushalayim derechaz amazan. Look what people do. Right, Tosfos says, the only amen that people say to their own bracha is by benching. Nobody says amen to any other bracha themselves. Again, this is Tosfos. Other Rishonim, and this is the minhag of Ashkenazim. Sfaradim have more flexibility regarding that. Again, you have that concept of puk chazi. One more line. This really gets into the tomorrow's sugya, but let's just do this one line. Rebbe Ba, Rebbe Chiya, B'Shem Rebbe Yochanan. Isas Meiser Sheni B'Yerushalayim. If somebody has a dough made out of Meiser Sheni wheat in Yerushalayim. So it's in Yerushalayim, so you could eat it in Yerushalayim. So, K'Rebbe Meir, Pitura Menachala, K'Rebbe Yehuda, Chayeves Bechala. Rebbe Meir says, do you have to give Chala from that Meiser Sheni, right, to the Kohen? Rebbe Meir says, no. Petura menachala, because Rebbe Meir holds, as we mentioned earlier, but now we say it again, Meiser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa. It's not halachic liyos, it's like hektish. It's close to hektish, Mamon Gavoa, and therefore, you're pater from chala. Ariso Sechem is chayev and chala. But this is not Ariso Sechem. Rebbe Yehuda chayev is bechala. Rebbe Yehuda says you're chayev and chala to take off chala in that case. Amar Rebbe Yona, one more line, lo amru ela b'Yerushalayim. This whole machlokis is only in Yerushalayim. Rebbe Yehuda says you have to take off challah only when you're in Yerushalayim, because then you can eat it there. Ava b'gvulin lo. Meiser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim, Rebbe Yehuda would agree that you don't have to take off challah. So it's interesting. Does Meiser Sheni's status change in and out of Yerushalayim? Or is it only about, well, you can't eat it outside of Yerushalayim? And the chiyuv of challah has to do with heter achila. It doesn't have to do with status itself. So the Gemara here has a limit, that the chiyuv of challah would change based on in and out of Yerushalayim, according to Rebbe Yehuda. So is that about status? Or is that that Meiser Sheni gets a new status once it's in Yerushalayim? Or is it just about heter achila, and the chiyuv of challah would go by the heter achila? So that's something we'll have to talk about. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we'll continue with a little bit more, and the next Mishnah. Regarding Kerem Ravai. And then we'll get to the last parak, by the Shem, in a couple of days, as we finish up Maseches Peah.